Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your holy and to your righteous name. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We come to tell you thank you this morning. Oh, Father God, we come to lift up your name on high. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, to say thank you for one more day. One more day, Father God, that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. One more day, Father God, that your glory is being revealed to us, Father God, in all of the earth. One more day, Father God, hallelujah. And we say thank you for it, Father God, for it is indeed a day that you have made, Father God, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We want to say thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered. We want to say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us today, to come against our destinies and our future, to come against our children and our families, to come against our health and our finances. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, and those things, Father God, that you have made us stewards over our businesses and careers and education. Oh, Father God, our hope, our joy, and our praise. And we just want to say thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ today. Oh, Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, thank you for a host of angels. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled. Oh, Father God, we want to say thank you for the power of your word, the word of your power. Oh, Father God, we bless you for an open heaven today. Oh, Father, whatever the devil meant for evil, we want to thank you, Father God, that you have already turned that around in our favor, Father God. We thank you that we win because of you. We win in you, Father God, and we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We are more than a conqueror, Father God, and victory is on our side. Oh, glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Wonderful, 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 wonderful God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Nobody but you, Father God. Nobody but you. Thank you for our services today, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word going forth. Thank you for the word not returning, Father God, to your void. It cannot, it will not, it shall not. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for all the partners, those who serve in the ministry, Father, those who pray for the ministry, Father, those who support the ministry financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you right now, God. We cancel bad news today, Father God, in Jesus' name. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel these things, Father God. Father God, new mercies have been released upon us. We receive them today, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We embrace it, Father God. Now we surrender, Father God, the day back to you, that you will unfold this day, Father God, according to your will being done, Father God, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Hallelujah. And adds no sorrow to us. So, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. Hallelujah. As we dip this ministry in your blood, Father God, seven times, we dip each partner. We dip, Father God, the speaker coming forth this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, that all is well, Father God, because you're in control, and we trust you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we love you, and we bless you even right now. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, have your way. You're the potter. We are the clay. Oh, thank you for molding us and making us after your will while we are yielded, Father, waiting, yielded and still. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever, forever, and forevermore. And we say thank you, and we bless you, Father God, for we ask this in all things, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints and friends. This is Minister Erica Bradford coming to bring forth the Word of God on this beautiful Thursday morning. This is also Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, 6 a.m. prayer call on the power line. Amen. So let us get into the Word of God. Lord, we say thank you for the opening prayer. We say thank you for everything that's being done and said for your glory, honor, and praise. God, I pray right now that my flesh would decrease and you would increase within me, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. I usually come with a song. I usually come with a song. If I had to sing a little bit of something, what's on my heart this morning? Thank you, Jesus. In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. In him do I live, move, and have my being. In him do I live, move, and have my being. I'm nothing without you. Yes, Jesus, I'm nothing without you. We love you today. I'm nothing without you. We praise your name. I'm nothing without you. So we say, live in me and breathe through me. Let your glory reign in me. We love you, Jesus. Say, live in me and breathe through me, and let your glory reign in me. One more time we say, live in me and breathe through me, and let your glory reign in me. Said we're nothing without you. God, it's because of you that we're nothing without you. Let your glory reign. God, we're nothing without you. We thank you for your provisions. We're nothing without you. We love you, Jesus. We're nothing without you. It's all because of your will. We're nothing without you. We say thank you, God. There is nothing without you. and we're nothing without you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. You come and live in us. You come and breathe through us. You come and let your glory reign in us. Thank you, Jesus. Today's message is titled Posture Over Position. Posture Over Position. Amen. The definition of position, it's a place where someone or something is located or has been put. Position is usually where we are located in our beds, sitting on the couch. Position is usually our titles. We are positioned as supervisors. We're positioned as parents. We're positioned as leaders and ministers. We're positioned as someone in the workplace. So that is the definition of position. But the definition of posture would be someone that holds their body when standing or sitting. Posture is a type of position. It is a position in which we hold our body when we're standing or sitting. Posture can also be defined in the animal kingdom when animals take a particular pose when they hear a signal of a specific pattern or behavior. So animals give a posture when they hear a signal due to a specific pattern or behavior. Posture is also a particular way of dealing with or considering something, an approach or an attitude. Amen. So we're talking about posture over position. And the Lord dropped this in my spirit, amen, because many of us, we like for the Lord to lead us, guide us, direct us, and we're always asking God to position us in certain places. Father, where you lead, I follow. Position me wherever you want me to go. And that is the right prayer to pray. But on top of that prayer, we should be asking for the right posture, because position is usually where we're located. But what happens if you are removed from that position? What happens if you are relocated? What happens if God does place you in a position, but then something happens where you now have to relocate, you now have to move? What if God places you in the position to be manager of the business, but then what if something happens during that business where your position is now temporarily or permanently moved? What happens if God does place you in a position? Because we know that things happen in seasons. Everything is not meant to last always. There are seasons for everything. What happens when God places you in a position to be a spouse and the Lord calls your loved one home before you, and now you're left a widow? So what we're talking about is that positions are temporary. Positions change upon seasons. Positions change and we have no control of it. At times, we are not in control of our positions, even though God may have placed us there for a season. But when you have the right posture, when you are positioned correctly in the right posture, no matter where you're located or where you're not, no matter what marriage comes, and if the Lord calls someone home, no matter what happens in the position, when you have the right heart and spirit that is posture, when it's prostrated before the Lord, you will always be aligned to his will. You will always be aligned to his will. It may hurt. You may cry your way through it. You may have to scream your way through it. There are going to be doubting times. There are going to be some times where you are not going to understand the will of God. There's going to be some times you don't understand the move of God or the hand of God when your positions change. But when you have the right posture, no matter where your position, your heart and spirit will always be in the right place. Hallelujah. It says, let's go to the word of God to better explain it. In Psalms 1 and 1, in Psalms 1 and 1, thank you, Holy Spirit. In Psalms 1 and 1, Psalms 1, give me, okay. It does say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So Psalms 1 and 1, it starts off by saying, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful. So he's giving us, there's all kinds of positions. There are godly positions and there are ungodly positions. There are godly postures and then there are ungodly postures. Position is the outward sign. Posture is the inward. So when you take the right outward position, depending on what outward position you take will determine your inward posture. Depending on what kind of outward position you take will consider your inward posture, because posture is being calculated by outward signs. Outward, it says, he that walketh not. If you walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, then you will walk in godly position. But if you do walk in the way of counsel of the ungodly, you're walking in ungodly position. It says, nor stand in the way of sinners. If you do not stand in the way of sinners, then you will not take on the position of sinners. But if you do walk in the way, if you do stand in the way of sinners, you will take on the ungodly position of sinners. It says, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. If you do not sit, if you do not position yourself in the seat of the scornful, then you won't take that position. But if you do sit in the seat of the scornful, you will take that position. Amen. But it goes on to say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. When this is how you are now turning that position inwardly to a posture, because whatever you position yourself in is going to become a practice, and that is becoming your posture. That's the law in which you study. That's the law in which you meditate day and night, whatever position you take. It always starts on the outside and works its way in. Whatever you're practicing on the outside will work its way in. Whatever law you're studying, however you're standing, sitting, and walking, if you're doing it godly, it's going to turn into a godly posture. If you're doing it ungodly, it's going to turn into an ungodly posture. And that will determine which way your heart is pivoted based upon which way you position yourself and the way you posture your heart and spirit after God. And then verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. That is the posture of a godly person. That is the posture. That's why we are speaking this morning of posture over position, because when you are planted by the rivers of water, you will bring forth the fruit. You don't bring forth the fruit in your position. You bring forth the fruit in your posture. You bring forth the fruit in your posture, even though you have to be in the right position in order to get the right posture. But once your heart is in the right place, no matter what position you are in, your posture will always bring in its season. Why? Because you're planted like a tree. Your roots are dug deep. Your roots are invested in the ground. That's why no matter where you position yourself, no matter where God takes you in your season, no matter how much it hurt, no matter how much it's sad, no matter how much it's crazy, no matter how happy it is, no matter what season you are in, no matter where you are positioned in your life at any given moment, the position can change. It's just a location. But the posture won't change, because the posture is the root. The posture is the tree being planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, and he shall be like a tree. You shall be, which means you have a conscious decision to make to stay in the right position. You shall be planted. It doesn't say he is going to just, it didn't say he promised to make you like a tree. It doesn't say you automatically become like a tree planted. It says you shall be, meaning that it's a prerequisite. Meaning you have to first do something in order to get here. You just don't become like a tree planted. You just can't, you see, because when you're planted like a tree, it no matter what wind comes, no matter what hurricane comes, you might bend a little, but you're not going to break. You might bend a little to the left, but you're not going to break. You might bend a little to the right, but you're not going to break. And that's how you stand firm on the word of God, because your heart and spirit and your mind is in the right posture. In the right posture, it shall be. So if you position yourself in godly manners, if you do what the Lord says to do, if you meditate on his word day and night, then you shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water, meaning you have a conscious decision. You have to make a conscious decision every day to stay in the right position. Why? Because what affects what you do on the outside affects the inside. So you have a conscious decision every day if you're going to live your life according to the will and the laws of God. You have a conscious decision to make whether you're going to obey his principles or not. You have a conscious decision to make if you're going to obey the word of God or not. It's up to you. He's not going to force you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lastly, I'm almost finished here. Posture over position. If you're asking for God to put you in the right position, just ask him, God, as you're placing me in the right position, God, make sure that I am in the right posture. So no matter what comes to move me from this position, my heart will always be in the right place. That I may always be aligned to your will. Amen. Your proper prayer position, the way you pray isn't always in a position. Amen. It is not always on your knees. I honestly feel that that is one of the most effective ways to pray. But that is not the only way to position yourself. Amen. The proper way to pray isn't in your position necessarily, but is on your posture of your heart and your spirit. Is not in the position of your body, but is in the position and the posture of your heart and your spirit. It says in Psalms 51:17, it says the sacrifices of God are of a broken spirit, of a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So when you are broken, when the sacrifice of God are of a broken spirit, which means you have to humbly submit yourself to God, no matter what position your body is in, you have to give him your broken spirit, your broken heart, because he looks at the humbleness. He looks at the humbleness, and that is, what is it again, your posture. How you posture yourself relates to how humble you are. How you posture yourself relates to how humble you are. That's why it says the sacrifices of God are of a broken spirit. That's of a humble heart. When you come to God in a broken spirit, that's coming to him in posture, coming to him in great position, in the utmost respect, coming to him with an uprightness, with a righteousness. A good posture requires most of the time exercising. I remember growing up, we don't talk about this or teach about this much more nowadays, but you ever tell your kid, or did your parent ever tell you to don't lean over, don't hunch over, because it's going to mess up your posture? Don't lean like that. Sit up straight is going to give you a hunchback. It's going to mess up your posture. So if we know that we grew up hearing those words, that goes the same with our spiritual. If you're hunched over in your position and your posture, it's going to cause you to hunch over. You're going to hunch over. You're going to hunch over. We don't want to be hunchbacks in our spirituality. We want to be upright. We want to be firm. We want to be planted like a tree by the rivers of water. And a good posture requires the right exercises. A good posture requires the right exercises. Praying daily, meditating on his word, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. It takes exercise. It takes the right exercise to remain in the right posture, because life comes and the devil comes and things come to try to get our posture out of position. But we thank God for this 6 a.m. prayer call that comes as a necessary tool, that comes as a necessary exercise to help us to remain in the right posture. So we won't be hunched over. We won't be leaning to and fro. We won't be double-minded. We won't be unstable. Glory be to God. So I'm going to give you nine ways of how your posture can be found. Posture when you come before God. What posture should you take when you come before God? I'm not going to read these verses. I'm just going to give them to you. So if you have a pen and paper, write them down, because I won't be reading them. I'm giving you nine ways on how you can come before God in the right posture. Amen. Number one is on your knees, and you can find that in Ephesians 3:14. It is still biblical. It's not the only way to come before God, but it is still biblical that coming to God in the right posture on your knees can be found in Ephesians 3:14. The second way is in bed. In bed, you can be before God in the right posture even in bed. That is Psalms 4:4. Number three, what posture is acceptable to God that is biblical? You can have a posture verbally, out loud, speaking it. Psalms 34:6. Number four, The right posture can also be found silently. 1 Samuel 1:13, when Hannah prayed, her lips moved, but she didn't utter a word. She was in the right posture, even in her silence, because it's an inward thing, people. You take the right outward position for the right inward posture. So no matter where you are positioned on the outside, your inside is always aligned to God. So you don't even have to speak a word, and God will still understand you because your heart is in the right place. My God. Thank God that we serve a God that looks at the inward appearance and doesn't judge the outward. We serve a God that judges the heart and not the outside. That's why sometimes we are in positions and we don't even know why we're here. We don't even know what God is doing. People are looking at us and they don't understand, how could you be serving God in the position that you're in? Because my heart is right. My heart is in the right place. My heart is positioned well. My heart is in the right posture. Glory be to God. Number five, God accepts your posture when your hands are raised, when your hands are lifted. That's 1 Timothy 2:8. Number six, you can be in the right posture with your eyes open. John 17:1. You can be in the right posture, number seven, with your head bowed. Genesis 24:26. You can be in the right posture, number eight, prostrate. Prostrate, absolutely straight. Matthew 26:39. You can be in the right posture on our last one by standing. And that can be found in Mark 11:25, Hebrews 4:16. So saints of God, there are many, 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 many places that God can position us. But you have to know that when those seasons are over, and when it's scary to move forward, and when you don't know what's to come next, you don't know where you're going to be placed next, you don't know where you're going to be positioned next, we are surviving as best as we can through a pandemic. We're making the best. We're making our new normals out of it. We are trying to understand our place in position through this pandemic. And if we can be honest, we're just trying to find our way through it as best as we can, praying that we are doing God's will. Some of us are back in the church building. Some of us are not back in the church building. And it does not matter where you are positioned, is what God is saying. You can worship me at home. You can worship me in the church. It doesn't matter where you're positioned. Where's your posture? Where's your heart? Is your heart aligned before me? Because no matter where you're positioned, as long as your posture is well, no matter where you're placed on the outside, as long as you are postured in the inside, you are following my will, and I am pleased. So I pray that this message has come to bless somebody, encourage somebody, and enlighten somebody's heart on today. Amen, amen, and amen. And I would like to bring you the announcements for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Please meet at the prayer altar today at noon. Amen, 12 o'clock noon. For those of you who already know what I'm talking about, dial that number, 12 o'clock noon, amen. You can meet here for the altar of prayer. Also, I am involved in quite a few things. Number one, am a minister of the gospel. I am also a graphic and fashion designer, and I am also a co-owner of an event company. To learn more about me, you can go to ericadenise.com, ericadenise.com. And if you have any teenagers in your community. If you have a teenage daughter, a teenage granddaughter, if you have a teenage niece, if you have a teenage goddaughter, if you have a teenage neighbor or sister, please ask them if they would like to come on a girls' trip to the Poconos for one day. We're taking teenage females to the Poconos on Saturday, May 22nd for $25 to go and to talk with them, to laugh with them, to pray with them, and to encourage them. We're looking to have a ball with our teenage women, amen, because we know, all of us, we've been teenagers at one point, and we know the encouragement that we needed then growing up, and we know the encouragement that these young ladies need now growing up in today's time in society. So please visit ericadenise.com for all of that information. Amen. And all hearts and minds are clear. Thank you for having me today on the power line and a prayer call. Amen. And I will like to give the benediction at this time. Father, we say thank you for your word on today. We say thank you for God giving us the technology that is needed for all of us to be on this line together and to receive your word. God bless Dr. Pastor Alfreda Bradford in the name of Jesus. Bless on the line today. God bless us as we come. Bless us as we go. God, we say thank you, Father, for looking after us, our homes, our finances, our emotions, our bodies, Father God, our health, our wealth, our families, God, our friends, our community, in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you right now, God, for placing us in the right place and position. But God, we love and we say thank you for, more importantly, for having the right posture, for even wanting to serve you, even wanting to get up every morning, 6 a.m., to come and to receive the word, Father. Thank you for placing us in the right posture, Father God. God, to want to know more about your word, God. Thank you, Father God. We say thank you, Lord, for loving us so, for caring for us, for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for your daily provisions that provide for us, things we see and things we do not see. And God, if you be so careful, God, if you do this, we'll be ever so careful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise, for the glory, honor, and praise is due to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And as we say with our closing motto, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, in Jesus Christ, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Thank you for tuning in to this morning's 6 a.m. prayer call. Until next time, God bless.